I mean, he to me is a marvel of living a balanced life. I think it's very difficult to achieve, and I don't know how he did it, but he did. He was home every night for dinner. We had wonderful discussions around our dinner table. I have wonderful memories of him taking me fly fishing when I was a little kid and showing me how to ski when the old second cabin, third cabin. And, I mean, he was totally devoted to his family. And, I mean, I feel really, really lucky that I had him as a dad growing up. It couldn't have been better. So to see this other side of him, often I wasn't even aware of it. So it's really exciting.
When he was an attorney, and when he was known as a great trial lawyer, unless we would actually ask him something about his cases, he really never really talked that much about work when he came home. When he came home, he was into another mode, I guess. He was our father, and we were all busy doing family things, and it's kind of interesting because he's known mostly for his regard for the law and his independent thinking on it. But that's why as kids, I mean, even as adults, I had no idea my father really did as many things as he did. And I'm still wondering, how could he do it all? Because I do just a few little volunteer things, not anywhere near as much as some of my sisters, and I have all I can do. I'm not sure how he was able to do everything.
And he could do so many. He was so competent in so many things. A lot of people don't realize he was a really good pianist. He played classical piano, and I just used to love to hear him play. So, I mean, yeah, he did a lot of really unusual things.